From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. New Jersey's highest court has vacated the conviction of a non-English-speaking driver who refused to take a breath alcohol test. The court ruled that drivers who don't speak English must be informed of the consequences of not taking the test in a language they understand. Joel Rose reports that the ruling could force police to change the way they communicate with New Jersey's many non-English speakers.
The case dates back to September of 2007, when Herman Marquez rear-ended another driver. The police officer in Plainfield, New Jersey, who arrested Marquez, told him that he was required to take a breath test, but the officer read those instructions in English, and Marquez only speaks Spanish.
It just seemed unjust to me that this guy could be charged with a quasi-criminal offense, almost exclusively because he couldn't speak English.
Michael Blacker is Marquez's lawyer. In New Jersey, like many states, everyone who's using a public road has already given what's known as implied consent, meaning they have to submit to a breath test or face the penalties. But as Blacker points out, the law still requires police to inform drivers about the consequences of refusing.
You just simply can't inform someone by telling them something in a language they clearly don't understand. And that's what this case was really about.
The New Jersey Supreme Court narrowly agreed. The 4-3 ruling says police should use a website set up earlier this year by the state attorney general's office that plays the breath test instructions in 9 foreign languages. Still, the state's attorney general strongly disagreed with the ruling, and local law enforcement officials don't like it either.
It just puts another burden on the police officer who's out enforcing the laws for our society.
Paul Tersey is the police chief of Riverside Township in South Jersey. He's afraid the ruling will offer new options for creative defense lawyers.
If you open this door, then where does it end up? Should all the street signs be changed? If someone from a different nationality goes through and they don't understand the sign, can they be convicted of that violation?
About a quarter of New Jersey's 1.5 million immigrants speak a language other than English at home. Latino leaders in New Jersey praised the court's ruling, but Herman Marquez wasn't free to savor it. He's serving time for an unrelated drug offense. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.